This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Parts of New Hampshire continue to experience extreme drought conditions. The state has put a ban on campfires near public woodlands in response, and well drilling companies say they're overwhelmed with calls. So I reached out to Abby Fopiano, the state's well water program manager, to talk more about the statewide effects of this drought and what people can do about it. Let's put this drought into a historical context. How bad is this?
We are in a severe drought. It is bad. From what I'm hearing and what I see, it's not as bad as the 2016 drought that we went through, and it's not as bad as the 2001 into 2002 drought that we went through. So unfortunately, we have some to compare to, and I guess it's a good that this one is not as bad, but it is still severe, and we're having issues now in other parts of the state that we haven't really seen before.
What are some of those issues?
So we're finding that this drought is impacting the North Country, the White Mountains and North, more than some previous droughts. The poverty level in the North Country is higher than it is for the rest of the state. And many of these homes do run off dug wells and are having issues, and they really can't afford to take any mitigation measures. So there are quite a few homes that are at this point surviving without water. So whether they're pulling in or taking home gallons of water just to flush the toilets every day, or not showering for extended periods of time. That's happening.
It's just not a sustainable way to live, of course, and it costs a lot of money.
It does cost a lot of money. And for those that can't afford it, it's going to be a long road if things don't improve.
Do you have any numbers as to how many homes have currently run out of water?
I have heard from the industry that, you know, many companies are getting upwards of 20 calls a day of people that have no water. Any no water call always has to be vetted to see if it's truly a drought issue or another pump issue. But at this point in time, many are drought related. And we have hundreds of well companies throughout the state. So we have hundreds of wells really feeling the impacts of drought every day.
I know, of course, we're getting some rain now. We're expecting maybe 2 or 3 inches over the course of the week. How much of a dent will that put into the drought conditions?
It will help. When that rain comes down, the first thing it's going to do is really help everything on the surface. So the vegetation, some small creeks and smaller rivers might see an influx of water. Things are pretty dry, that it's first going to just go to trying to soak in that shallow ground. What actually makes it down into our sand and gravel and then into bedrock is going to be pretty low, just from these short periods of rain that we're going to get this week.
Yeah, it takes a long, sustained event, doesn't it?
Correct. If we're really talking about groundwater supplies, we really need long periods of steady rain to help recharge those aquifers.
I wanted to ask you about, drilling companies. We're hearing reports that, they've got huge demand, weeks-long delays installing, new wells or new water sources. What do you recommend for people if they need these services, but they can't access them because of cost or maybe because of a long wait?
I would say the first thing to do is to call around and try to get on a wait list, because you never know how things are going to improve or not improve as we go into the future. But then start thinking about other options. You might be able to survive by having an auxiliary tank put onto your home and have that filled up by a bulk water hauler every so often. And then essentially you're just running your home off this separate tank. Again, you're going to be following conservation measures and not have too much water to use at one time. But you'd be able to, flush the toilets, take a shower, do some laundry if you need to. Another option is to talk with your neighbors if you happen to be in a location where you have neighbors nearby. You might be able to share water sources. Bedrock wells particularly are interesting in that your well on your property may be going dry and you have real problems, but your neighbor could be just fine and really have enough water to share. So if you could try to share with a neighbor, sometimes you really can just connect a hose between two homes and feel relief that way.
More than 160 local water systems have outdoor water use restrictions in place, most of these, voluntary. How does the drought affect people who are connected to city and town, municipal water systems?
So the number one key is conservation. And with conservation, we have limiting outdoor water use. And that's really what the public water system restrictions entail. So this does impact some homeowners who really have put a lot of energy and finances into their lawns and landscaping, where now they don't have the water to be able to upkeep that. And that does get tough for some people. But being on a public water system, there is kind of some shared responsibility that you should limit your water use, and outdoor water use takes up to 10 times more than domestic uses.
You know, even in late September, I'm still seeing automatic sprinkler systems on in various places, and you wonder about that kind of usage. So if this doesn't ease up, if we don't, you know, get some replenishing long-term rainstorms, what are you most worried about?
The thing I fear most right now is that we really don't get this long, steady rains this fall, and we get into frost and frozen ground. And we may have a good snowpack, but if we don't have a nice slow snow melt, then that's not going to recharge. So if we don't get the rain in the fall to help recharge, and we don't get that runoff in the spring to help recharge, we're going to be in a much worse situation come next spring into next summer. And I do worry that we're going to have a lot more problems and many more wells feeling the impact, and an industry that is overworked and overwhelmed by it.
Abby Fopiano is the state's well water program manager. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.